This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, it is time for Music Fridays, and we have Unox Dennis in the studio, Unuqulum Kiza, all the way from Umthwalume. Cool waters, lo? Cool waters. Okay. Cool waters. I think I like that one a bit better. Cool waters. Hi, Nox.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good this morning, even though it's like raining, but it's kind of like hot.
Yeah, welcome to Durban. Anyway, let's get right into it. So you've been in the music industry for over a decade now.
Yeah, quite some time.
How did you start out, actually? How did you decide to get into making music?
Yo, it was back in the day, back in the Akalicious days.
Wow.
You know, when you're still fufusaring and trying to do something, you know?
Yeah.
But then it wasn't working out because, like, there's school and stuff. You know, you have to go to school. You have to, like, finish up with your studies. And there's a lot going on. So we had this little studio there by Masekhaya in Lasgavi. So we used to go there and record with my boys. And
So you also stay in Umlazi?
Yeah, nginekhaya la kavi eMlazi.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Hypno, no Andy le nabo. Hey, baningi labafana sasicula nabo lapha. Ningixolele bafethu, hey naningqwa.
Away. So, but you don't sing kuphela, or you don't make music kuphela. You also dance, you act, you are a fashion designer. You also like tech elementary school. You teach elementary school rather. You know, so you're just a multi-talented creative. So I'd like us to play a bit of a game. So I ask a question and you name the top two and why.
Okay, let's hear it out.
Which talents did you discover first in all of these that you do? Which ones did you discover first?
Singing.
Okay. Which talents make you the most money?
Teaching.
Top two.
Oh, two. Okay. Mm. It's singing first, singing and dancing.
Okay.
And then right now it's the second question, right?
Yeah. Which talents make you the most money?
Teaching. I'm good with kids. And number two, I'm also like an entrepreneur. I sell.
Oh, okay.
I sell sweets. I sell chips.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm good with that. How much, John Buffett?
Five-friendly
lunch bar.
God. Guts to love that, man.
So,
to love that.
Yeah.
And then which ones give you the most fulfillment? Which do you enjoy the most?
Yo, I enjoy singing the most. I enjoy dancing the most.
Which ones would you quit for a year? If you had to quit two talents, which ones would you quit for a year?
Teaching, bruh.
It makes the most money,
but
there's
like my passion is in singing.
That's where my
passion is. I wish it could be easy. It's just that you can't quit. I was once told that you can't quit your day job for your dream job.
For your dream job, yeah.
Because the dream job, it needs a lot of money.
It needs a lot of time.
People
as well.
Think that when you're out there swagging, you got it all. Like they were saying, superstar, something like, dude, you everything needs money in the music industry.
Definitely.
Everything from photo shoots, from recording to everything. But I would definitely quit teaching.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole lot of drama that I've experienced that I don't
want to
talk about.
My dad. So you collaborated with artists like Abo Dando, Audio Sims, and Big Kosa. Which collaboration would you say has been your favorite?
Well, so far I've been working on Put In Work.
Oh yes.
So I have two remixes. of putting work with Udando and A Bit Closer that I'm working on. I'm such a sucker for quality.
Oh yeah.
So people be like, when are you dropping? When are you dropping? I want my stuff to be as pure as, I don't know, as clean as
it can be.
I'm a sucker for quality. I'm obsessed with quality. So I'm not the type of person who's going to record now, tomorrow's a keeper, and then shoot some of this video. Relax.
No, that's definitely music to my ears, man. Speaking of putting work, actually, and the remix you did with Dando, tell us more about the song and what's the inspiration actually behind it?
The inspiration behind it, I listen to a whole lot of soul music, R&B music. Mm. I listen to a whole lot of Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Omarion. Oh, that's where my inspiration comes from. It's quite of a chilled song. It's a vibey song. You can listen to it when you're sad, when you're in a club, when you're driving. Mm. It's a cool song, you know, but the inspiration it comes from, let me just say, my icon is Chris Brown.
Oh yeah.
That's where the inspiration, when I'm in studio, the first thing that comes to mind is Chris Brown and Trey Songz.
Okay, definitely hear you on that one. Definitely. It is Knox Dennis on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. We're coming back with some more of her. So we're back, and I'd just like to know now, having spoken about music, you know, you also won Best Dressed Award at the Red Carpet Road to Billionaire event. What did that mean to you?
I was actually very flattered because there were so many people who were looking hotter. Berry, you know, they were just slaying there. They were looking good. I was actually surprised, you know, but I was happy at the same time, you know. Yeah.
So clearly you were the hottest, actually. They were hotter. You were the hottest.
The volcano.
Exactly. Anyway, looking into 2024, what's next? What's on the pipelines for you?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I'll have another radio interview down by Saturday Groove.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend we have a gig.
Nice.
Howick.
Sure.
We'll be there with the boys. With Abo P Dog, Abo Pig. We'll be there with The Throne. Yeah, and I'll be also releasing an EP with the boys, and we call ourselves Rex.
Oh yeah.
It's actually a combination of our name. It's Roscoe.
Oh.
And then it's Cash, and then it's Knox.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's RASHX, but the SH is silent, so it's Rex.
Okay, look at that. You're dropping it this year.
So we're dropping it soon. This year, very soon. Mm. And also a remix with Udando, Put in Work.
Sure.
Along the year, I'm thinking of shooting a music video. Not that I'm thinking of. I'm working on it.
Shooting a music video for Put in Work.
Put in Work, yeah. I don't want to talk more about it. I want it to be a surprise. I want it to be... because I'm more of a drama student. My major is dramatic arts.
Anyway, man, looking at you right now and, you know, working so hard and being so creative as well. And, you know, what would you say to your younger self if you had the opportunity to speak to her?
Hey, my boy, no hard feelings. I love you so much, but no babies. You know, a child, a child is another whole big job.
It's another job.
It's another life. It's another person. Having a child is super hectic. In school, very important. School is very important. I would tell myself to study as much as you can.
Sure.
Knowledge yourself. The world is your oyster. Do not be afraid of other people, because I've been afraid of what people will say.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what holds us back as human beings. Because, you know, at home, they used to laugh at me. Hey, when a child says this to me, Nikulan, Lafayan.
Wow. Nox Dennis, it has been lovely being with you. Where can people find you on your socials, your music, and any upcoming gigs? Just an update on where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. It's just Nox Dennis. Everywhere. Nox Dennis. And I want to send a big shout out to Isetu for this lovely, lovely t-shirt. They're a big brand. They're kind of like an upcoming brand.
Sure.
And we're working with them together. Yeah, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to Isetu. Big ups. And good luck for the future, guys.
Nox.
And my gig, like I said, Howick next week on the 2nd. Saturday, we are doing it. We are doing it with the boys, with Abo P Dog, Abo Peg, The Throne, etc. The lineup is long, like the Long Island.
Thank you so much, Nox. It has been lovely being with you here. Definitely going to be checking out your music. And
this is an MUT Radio podcast.